Stephen Bartlett is a used car dealer for the soul. He is not a business god. He is just a podcaster. And today I'm breaking down the three major ironies of the Diary of a CEO podcast. So if you think this is the podcast that is going to help people be successful, you may be sadly mistaken. The first major irony of Diary of a CEO is the fact that it has nothing to do with being a CEO. I'm not even going to use my own personal experience as a CEO. That would be easy. I could be emotional and I could say, I'm a CEO and this is nothing like what it's like to be a CEO. But instead, I'll just give you the facts. Less than 10% of all of his guests are CEOs. So why is this podcast called The Diary of a CEO? And let's continue. Where and when was Stephen Bartlett a CEO? Because you go to his LinkedIn, it says CEO of Stephen.com. Now, it doesn't list any of the roles or responsibilities that he has as a CEO. That's a bit ironic. The entire podcast, his entire life is based around a podcast about him being a CEO. But nowhere does it say what that actually means for him. And if you scroll down his LinkedIn account, it says investor, 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 investor. Huh. So is he a CEO or is he an investor? We're going to get back to that. But let's stay with the first irony. Stephen Bartlett has a podcast about being a CEO. Now, he started this podcast speaking with CEOs. But if we remember from the Chris Williamson episode, Chris was just a nightclub promoter who happened to start a podcast in his kitchen. The Stephen Bartlett come up story is giving pretty similar vibes. And it is because he was just a guy who owned a social media marketing company who sold it. Now, he was the CEO, but the podcast that he runs now has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with him being a CEO. So the first irony is the fact that the name of this podcast has nothing to do with the content of the podcast or being a CEO. Weird. And if you've ever studied the nature of pundits, the fact that the loudest person in the room is typically the person who you assume is the most successful, but then is the least. If we follow this same line of thinking, we can apply it directly to this podcast. Now, remember, Stephen Bartlett started a social media marketing agency in 2014. There's one thing that this guy is definitely good at, and that's marketing. So, how do you create one of the biggest podcasts on earth? Well, you have to market it. But you can't have somebody on your show who doesn't claim to have any sort of strategy. You can't have somebody on the podcast and have it get millions and millions of views if they say, well, it's complicated. Well, it's nuanced. It could be this or it could be that. There's no real way for us to know. If you've ever noticed on podcasts, the people who give strategies, structures, and frameworks are always the people as the guests. It's because the people who are the loudest, who are the best at marketing themselves, who are the biggest personal brands, are typically the people who say it's this way and it's not that way. There is no nuance. So Stephen Bartlett's podcast is just a feeling show. It's not a tactical show. It's not a show that you can watch and then go take an action. Because guess what? If he was so good at interviewing these people, at extracting what made them successful, and then helping you apply it, then he would not have a podcast today, would he? You would be done. You would have taken the first 20 episodes, applied it, and you would already be successful. If Stephen Bartlett's podcast actually worked, if it actually did what it proclaims to do, you wouldn't have to watch the podcast anymore. So why is it that it keeps going and going and going and going and going. Well, we're going to get into that. The second irony of Stephen Bartlett's podcast is that there's no actual takeaways. There's just people who are a version of the loudest guy in the room. And after you get through an episode, you feel good. But guess what you do? You come back next week. And that's what he wants you to do. The third irony of Stephen Bartlett's podcast is the fact that he preaches honesty and vulnerability. Yet, he's had his ads taken down for the exact opposite reason. I can even give you the facts, because these aren't all opinions. The ASA, let's look up at the ASA. The United Kingdom's Advertising Standards Authority upheld a complaint in August 2024 over Huel ads because they omitted that Stephen Bartlett was one of Huel's directors. The ASA upheld a complaint in August of 2024 over Zoe ads because they omitted that Bartlett was an investor in Zoe. The ASA also has an older ruling saying Huel and Bartlett podcast advertising was not obviously distinguishable from editorial content. And on March 11th, 2026, Zoe ruling says it replaced wording from a May 21st, 2025 ruling, but the complaint still remained upheld. Stephen Bartlett sells vulnerability on the front end and monetizes it on the back end. This is not to say that Stephen Bartlett is a bad guy. This is not to say that he's even being deceptive, though the advertising authorities have said so. I do believe that Stephen has a great podcast, but I also believe that there was a point in his journey where he moved from being the host of Diary of a CEO to being a clout chasing, advertisement loving, money grubbing person. And both these things can be true. I would never be able to be on Stephen's podcast because I'm able to hold two different viewpoints at one time. The first being that Stephen is actually a good guy, and the second being that he uses his podcast, that he manipulates titles and thumbnails, that he curates guests to literally get as many views as possible, no matter what, so he can sell you on an advertisement of a company that he's invested in. Both those things are true. Now it's up to you to decide if you think that Stephen Bartlett is still a good guy. Or here's the reality. If Stephen Bartlett is worth listening to for hours and hours on your commute to your soulless job. Now, Stephen Bartlett's skill is not teaching business. If it was, he'd be a professor of business. It's making ambitious people feel good for watching something about other ambitious people explaining what they do. It feels good. It scales. It gets you a bunch of views. My issue is not that he's successful. My issue is that this is simply a podcast not to help you. It is a podcast to get views, and those are not the same thing. Now, this is just my opinion. So the scam that we're participating in is not the fact that these things aren't true. What he says on his podcast is great. He has great guests that have great advice. But it's the fact that this is really a media machine disguised as a way to help you. And if you want to learn the behind the scenes of the other massive, successful podcast gurus, go ahead and watch one of the videos on the screen right now, whether that's Patrick Bet-David, Chris Williamson, or Alex Hormozi, amongst the rest. My name is Ryan Sullivan. This is what I do every single week. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.